Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, online shopping more prevalent than ever before. Is this an opportunity for beef?
Absolutely. Online grocery and meal ordering grew tremendously throughout the 2020 pandemic. Today, 67% of consumers are buying groceries online for delivery or pickup. I know I do as well. In a retail space that is advancing at such a high speed, the Beef Checkoff has been implementing e-commerce advertising campaigns with major retailers like Target, Sam's Club, Kroger, and Chicory. So, as a recent example, the Beef Checkoff ran a kickoff to summer grilling digital e-commerce campaign with Sam's Club in April and May. When a consumer is shopping on the Sam's Club website or app, they'll see a Beef It's What's for Dinner banner pop up or other digital advertisements, and the link in those advertisements then takes consumers directly to Sam's Club Beef page, where it then encourages consumers to buy beef. So these kind of promotions provide us the opportunity to keep beef top of mind when consumers are shopping.
Learn more by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, traders could not find solid direction for livestock futures yesterday. Live cattle could not find anything to get excited about from weekly export sales as they only reached 9,300 metric tons, down 61% from last week, 44% from the four-week average. Packers purchased cattle yesterday, but prices remained steady with last week. Any cleanup business today will likely be at steady prices. Box beef fell with choice cuts down $3 and a penny. Select cuts down $1.27, moving cutouts to the lowest level since early April. Now, hog futures closed a little better than cattle yesterday, with most contracts in positive territory. However, the cash market turned quickly on its head with the National Direct Afternoon Report showing a decline of $3.03. Packers did not need to be as aggressive as they had already purchased quite a few hogs for the week. Export sales did not provide the support bullish traders had hoped for as sales only reached 10,600 metric tons, down 76% from last week. On the grain, September Kansas City wheat's trading about 9.25 cents higher early today, on track to finish the week above its 100-day average, thanks largely to bullish adjustments in USDA's wheat estimates Monday and to wheat's extreme weather challenges in the U.S. and Canada this year. The summer of 2021 will be remembered for numerous wildfires across the western U.S. and western Canadian prairies, and along with that are wheat crops trying to grow in extremely dry areas from the Pacific Northwest to the northwestern U.S. plains. December corn's trading about 2 cents higher early today, on track for a higher close this week. With support from ongoing weather concerns, there have been beneficial rains across the Midwest this week while crops are either pollinating or close to pollinating, and we may see an improvement in Monday's good to excellent ratings from USDA. And November soybeans are trading about 11 cents higher early today. Futures coming up in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle was down 12 cents, 121.12. October down 25, 126.52. August feeder cattle up 42 cents, 157.37. September unchanged, 159.22. August hogs down 80 cents yesterday, 104.30. Now, Kansas City wheat, the September up 12.5, 640 and a quarter. December up 12 cents yesterday, 650 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 17 and three quarters at 672. December up 16.5, 678 and three quarters. September corn down 4 cents, 564 and a quarter. December down 2.5, 556 and a quarter. August soybeans down 5.5, 1447 and a half. September was unchanged at 1394 and a quarter penny.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.